This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "The truth of the matter is, whoever doesn't enter the sheepfold through the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The one for whom the keeper opens the gate. The sheep know the shepherd's voice. The shepherd calls them by name and leads them out. Having led them all out of the fold, the shepherd walks in front of them and they follow because they recognize the shepherd's voice. They simply won't follow strangers. They'll flee from them, because they don't recognize the voice of strangers." Now, even though Jesus used this metaphor with the Pharisees, they didn't grasp what he was trying to tell them. Jesus therefore said to them again, "The truth of the matter is, I am the sheep gate. All who came before me were thieves and marauders whom the sheep didn't heed. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be safe. You'll go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd would die for the sheep. The hired hand, who is neither shepherd nor owner of the sheep, catches sight of the wolf coming and runs away, leaving the sheep to be scattered or snatched by the wolf. That's because the hired hand works only for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. In the same way, Abba, God, knows me, and I know God. And for these sheep, I will lay down my life. I have other sheep that don't belong to this fold. I must lead them too, and they will hear my voice. And then there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why Abba God loves me, because I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes my life from me. I lay it down freely. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This command I received from my Abba." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So about a week ago, I was out shopping when I went to the register to check out. And I pulled my backpack in front of me so I could take my wallet out. And when I did this, the employee at the register looked down at my backpack and noticed all of the buttons that I have at the top of my backpack. A button that says Grace with a little heart by it, a button with our Synod's camp logo, a button that says Love is Love is Love, a button of Jesus holding wine and bread, and a button that says, "This pastor loves you." The employee looked back up at me and said, "I love your buttons." And then they did a sort of double take. You see, I had just come from City Hall for a meeting for Together New Orleans, and I was wearing my clergy collar, my pastor uniform, as it were. And the employee, they seemed to register this. And then they looked down again at the button that said, "This pastor loves you." Then they looked back up and down and back up. "Are you a pastor?" I replied, Yes. And then they told me how it filled their heart with joy to meet a Christian pastor who would have buttons like that. They told me how they don't see a lot of Christians these days who are very loving. And then they told me again how much it filled their heart to have just talked to me that day, that it made their day to see a Christian willing to love. I've been thinking about this encounter a lot as I considered our scripture lessons for today. In Ezekiel, God condemns the shepherds of Israel for giving in to their greed and prejudice, how they took advantage of the vulnerable, the weak, the sick, the wounded, the strayers, and the lost, how they took advantage of them for their own gain. In John, Jesus speaks against leaders and caretakers who flee at the first sign of danger or difficulty. Their own safety, comfort, well-being are more important than the lives of their sheep, the beings in their care. As I reflected on the encounter I had with that employee, it became clear to me that they had had experiences with Christians who were bad shepherds. You don't see a lot of Christians who are loving these days. As clear as it was to me that this employee had had encounters with Christians full of hatred, it was also abundantly clear that this employee really, really wanted to hear the voice of a good shepherd. It filled their heart with happiness to meet a Christian who loves. They wanted to hear a Christian voice that spoke of love, of inclusion, of belonging. They didn't want the voice of a hired hand, too afraid of the risk of sharing that love. They didn't want to hear the voices of shepherds of Israel controlled by greed or prejudice. They wanted to hear the voice of Jesus, the one so loving, he chooses freely to give his life for sheep like us. My siblings threw these simple buttons on my backpack. This random employee I met at a store got to hear the voice they were searching for, the voice of the good shepherd. When we were driving to the graveside after Erilyn's funeral, one of her granddaughters was driving behind me. And later we were chatting at the reception, and she told me how they had been admiring all of my bumper stickers on my car, which if you've seen my car, you know I've got some stickers. And they, as they were driving behind me, were wondering, whose car is that? And then when they saw me get out, she said that she had turned to her fiance and said with a big smile, "That's my priest." Through bumper stickers of inclusive love, hope, creation, and of course my Grace Church sticker, this granddaughter heard the voice of the good shepherd, the one so loving, he gives his life for sheep like us. This week, I was setting things up in the narthex for Erilyn's funeral when one of our GICC families came into the room. The daughter went straight to the women's history display that our inclusivity team had put up, and her mom started explaining to her about all of the incredible strong women of history on that display. At the very same time, the son, who is usually in Miss Jess's class that I do lessons with, he came over to me. And he pointed at the puzzle in the corner, and he said, "That's Jesus." And I said, yes, yes it is. That is a puzzle with Jesus on it. Through a church displaying education about strong women and a puzzle with Jesus on it, this family too got to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, the one so loving he gives his life for sheep like us. Through buttons, bumper stickers, puzzles, and history displays, Jesus' voice was heard. People got to hear the voice of their Good Shepherd in new ways, in ways they might not have heard him before. But the truth is that those bumper stickers, buttons, and even the puzzle were first put out because I really wanted to hear the voice of my Good Shepherd. All these visible displays of God's love remind me of the voice of Jesus. Through them, Jesus tells me that he loves me, that he chose to give his life for a sheep like me. And he strengthens my call to ministry. I need to hear the voice of my Good Shepherd. I need to hear it every day. And so I make reminders of that voice visible in my life, so that every day when I open up my backpack, I see that reminder of Jesus telling me he loves me. Every time I come into work, I see that puzzle in the corner and see Jesus, who died for us. Every time I get in my car, I am reminded of the Smoky Mountains, a place that has nurtured my faith since I was a child. It reminds me that God is the creator of all. I need these daily reminders that I might hear the voice of my Good Shepherd and know he died for a sheep like me. So my siblings, I wonder how you hear the voice of your Good Shepherd. What are the reminders in your life of the one so loving that he gave his life for a sheep like you? What are the daily reminders that Jesus loves you? How do you keep that inclusive love at the very center of your life? And how does God share that love through you? God is so creative and so abundant that God used buttons and bumper stickers, a display about history, a puzzle about Jesus to share the voice of the Good Shepherd, and that was just this week. How do you create space for that creativity and abundance of God to speak through you, that others would hear the voice of the Good Shepherd that they are so longing to hear? Is it through bumper stickers and buttons of love? Is it through eating at Molly's Rise and Shine as a church family? Is it inviting people to go volunteer with you somewhere? Is it wearing your Grace shirt or your hat somewhere in the community? Is it inviting your pastor to go to your silver sneakers recital? How do you open yourself up so that God, through God's great creativity, might share the voice of the shepherd through you? Sharing the voice of the Good Shepherd, it doesn't look like Bible thumping on the street corner. And it certainly doesn't look like the voices of hatred, elitism, and violence coming from Christian nationalism and others like them. Sharing the voice of the Good Shepherd is as simple as sharing the love that fills your heart with Jesus' voice. It is living that love and that faith in your everyday life and making space for God's creativity and abundance to speak through you. My siblings, I know I need daily reminders that Jesus loves me, that he is my shepherd. And I think there are a lot of people who desperately are listening for the voice of the one who loves them so much, he gives his life for sheep like them. And so, my siblings, I pray that you hear that voice today. Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, loves you. And he gives his life for sheep like you. May that loving voice of the Good Shepherd sound throughout all the world. Amen.